My pleasure to welcome the president of Metropolitan State University, Ginny Arthur, to the broadcast booth. And first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
This must be big because usually I don't get the president of any company up here, and they gave me the president of Metropolitan State. This must be a big day.
It's a wonderful day, and you know, you can just look up the hill and see Metropolitan State. So
there it is, right there on television. That's a great shot right there. That is beautiful, isn't it? You get a clear view. You ever stared out the window and just looked back towards the ballpark before?
I do all the time.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, let's fill people in a little bit on what Metropolitan State is and what you kind of want people to know about Metropolitan State that they might not know about.
Well, we are a university serving about 11,500 students throughout the Twin Cities. We are very accessible to people. This is our main campus here in St. Paul, but we have 31 instructional sites. We're also have a great academic experience. We offer bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and doctoral degrees. Our students get to learn from faculty members who have a lot of real-world experience in addition to the academic knowledge. And we're also very affordable, one of the best bargains in Minnesota higher education.
Well, which is huge these days, because look, if you're going to college or university, a state school, whatever it is, usually when you're done, you owe more money than you care to even think about. I graduated in 99. I'm not from here, but I'm from California, and I went to school at Colorado. Great education. But I will finally pay off my debt next year, and I graduated in 99. So to have something that is affordable where you also get a good education, that is a bonus these days, right?
It certainly is. I mean, for so many students have that kind of debt burden.
I mean, I've been waiting to find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but I haven't found that yet, so I've got to slowly, you know, pay my way through. So if I'm a student and I'm looking, look, there are a number of universities and schools to choose from in the area, and a lot of good schools. Yeah. But if you're looking at Metropolitan State, why should a student decide, hey, we should go there, that's the area where I'm going to get my education?
So in addition to having a really high quality academic education for students, we're flexible. We offer classes at night. I'm sure our campus is filled this evening. We have online classes. We offer what we call the hybrid. So we make it really easy for students who may be fitting their education in around busy lives, working and caring for families.
Talk to me about being a part of the community. You know, look, the Saints have been around for 24 seasons and have always felt like being a part of the community is huge. It's the impact that you want to make. So for Metropolitan State, why is and what kind of things are you guys doing to be a good community partner?
So community engagement and community partnership are really what I would call part of the DNA of our university. You know, we were founded as the University Without Walls because we offered all of our classes in community settings. Our part-time faculty are what we call community faculty. But we have an institute for community engagement. A lot of our faculty offer classes which will have students out working in the community, working on community problems with community organizations. And you know, we just, you know, really have a very strong commitment to that throughout our organization.
President of Metropolitan State University, Ginny Arthur, joining me here in the broadcast booth on Metropolitan State University Variety Show Monday, which has been a fantastic occurrence each Monday this year. We've had guest MCs, we've had musical guests out here every Monday, and Metropolitan State has been a part of that. But what I want to know is, as the president, a lot falls on your shoulders, on your desk. There are a lot of decisions that you have to make. What are some of the goals either this year or 5 years down the road that you have for Metropolitan State?
Well, one of the things that's really important for our Twin Cities community and really for our whole state is to have more people who have a advanced degrees, bachelor's degrees or master's degrees, because that's the kind of jobs that are important for people. And I think because we are affordable and accessible, that we can play a large role. So our long-term goal, and by long-term I mean about 5 to 6 years, is to about double in size. And we just opened a science education center last January, so we are providing more science programs and education. I think an important thing about that is 42% of our students come from communities of color. Many of our students, more than half, are eligible for Pell Grants, sure. So they're low income. And we just provide great opportunities for them to move ahead.
Before we get you out of here, tell everyone how they can learn more about Metropolitan State, where they can go.
Well, as you said, the internet's always on. So you can either go to metrostate.edu, or we have a site called choose.metrostate.edu, and that has all the information and contact. You can even do chat.
University President of Metropolitan State, Ginny Arthur, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
We go to the bottom of the third. 2-0 Saints. You're tuned into Saints Baseball on the Saints Broadcast Network.